I had to cross a loop of the busy road which connected the West Riding with the industrial northeast. A thin tendril of smoke rose from the chimney of the all-night transport cafe which stood there, and as I slowed down to take the corner, a faint but piercing smell of cooking found its way into the car. The merest breath, but rich in the imagery of fried sausages and beans and tomatoes and chips. God, I was starving. I looked at my watch. 5:15. I wouldn't be eating for a long time yet. I turned in among the lorries on the broad strip of tarmac. Hastening towards the still-lighted building, I decided that I wouldn't be greedy. Nothing spectacular, just a nice sandwich. I had been here a few times before, and the sandwiches were very good, and I deserved some nourishment after my hard night. I stepped into the warm interior where groups of lorry drivers sat behind mounded plates, but as I crossed the floor, the busy clatter died and was replaced by a tense silence. A fat man in a leather jacket sat transfixed, a loaded fork halfway to his mouth, while his neighbour, gripping a huge mug of tea in an oily hand, stared with bulging eyes at my ensemble. It occurred to me then that bright red striped pyjamas and Wellingtons might seem a little unusual in these surroundings, and I hastily buttoned my Macintosh, which had been billowing behind me. Even closed, it was on the short side, and at least a foot of pyjama leg showed above my boots. Resolutely, I strode over to the counter. An expressionless blonde, bulging out of a dirty white overall on the breast pocket of which was inscribed Dora, regarded me blankly. "A ham sandwich and a cup of Bovril, please," I said huskily. As the blonde put a teaspoonful of Bovril into a cup and filled it with a hissing jet of hot water, I was uncomfortably aware of the silence behind me and of the battery of eyes focused on my legs. On my right, I could just see the leather-jacketed man. He filled his mouth and chewed reflectively for a few moments.
"Takes all kinds, don't it, Ernest?" he said in a judicial tone.
"Does indeed, Kenneth. Does indeed," replied his companion. "Would you say, Ernest, that this is what the Yorkshire country gentleman is wearing this spring?" "Could be, Kenneth. Could be."
Listening to the titters from the rear, I concluded that these two were the accepted cafe wags. Best to eat up quickly and get out. Dora pushed the thickly meated sandwich across the counter and spoke with all the animation of a sleepwalker.
"That'll be a shilling."
I slipped my hand inside my coat and encountered the pocketless flannelette beneath. God almighty, my money was in my trousers back in Darrowby. A wave of sickly horror flooded me as I began a frantic, meaningless search through my Macintosh. I looked wildly at the blonde and saw her slip the sandwich under the counter.
"Look, I've come out without any money. I've been in here before. Do you know who I am?"
Dora gave a single, bored shake of her head.
"Well, never mind," I babbled. "I'll pop in with the money next time I'm passing."
Dora's expression did not alter, but she raised one eyebrow fractionally. She made no effort to retrieve the sandwich from its hiding place. Escape was the only thing in my mind now. Desperately, I sipped at the scalding fluid. Kenneth pushed back his plate and began to pick his teeth with a match.
"Ernest,"
he said, as though coming to a weighty conclusion,
"it's my opinion that this here gentleman is eccentric."
"Eccentric," Ernest sniggered into his tea.
"Bloody daft, more like."
"Ah, but not so daft, Ernest. Not daft enough to pay for his grub."
"You have a point there, Kenneth. A definite point. You bet I have. He's enjoying a nice cup of Bovril on the house. And if he hadn't mistimed his fumble, he'd be at the sandwich, too. Dora moved a bit sharpest for him there. Another 5 seconds, and he'd have had his choppers in the ham."
"True, true," muttered Ernest, seemingly content with his role of straight man.
Kenneth put away his match, sucked his teeth noisily, and leant back.
"There's another possibility we haven't considered. He could be on the run."
"Escaped convict, do you mean, Kenneth?"
"I do, Ernest. I do indeed."
"But them fellas allers have adders on their uniforms."
"Ah, some of them do. But I heard somewhere that some of the prisons is going in for stripes now."
I had had enough.
tipping the last searing drops of Bovril down my throat, I made headlong for the door. As I stepped out into the early sunshine, Kenneth's final pronouncement reached me. "Probably got away from a working party."
"Look at them Wellingtons."